For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Today until 1 p.m., San Bernardino Valley College Veterans Resource Center is hosting Drive-Through Veterans Appreciation Day in parking lot 11 at San Bernardino Valley College. There will be giveaways and music. Each veteran present will receive a military backpack with SBVC swag and resources. When you arrive, please stay in your car, wear a mask, and have your SBVC or military ID ready. Again, that's Drive-Through Veterans Appreciation Day in parking lot 11 at San Bernardino Valley College, today until 1 p.m. Elective county government is in for some sharp changes after voters passed Measure K, according to incomplete ballot tabulations in a story from Inland News Today. Not only does Measure K impose term limits of 4 years or one term for members of the County Board of Supervisors, but slashes their annual salary to $60,000. Opponents argued the measure will limit qualified candidates. Backers say it will dampen potential corruption and save money. Under an original measure passed several years ago, supervisors' salary increases were limited. If Measure K holds up in the final certified ballot count, San Bernardino County supervisors would be the poorest paid in Southern California. As the threat of wildfires has grown to a staggering level in California, so has its network of high-tech cameras watching the backcountry to spot the first outbreak of flames and help firefighters battle them until they are contained. The 610th Alert Wildfire Camera was installed in California last month. The program office at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography at the University of California, San Diego, says the size of the multi-state system almost doubled in the past 4 months, primarily in California. There are also 41 cameras in Nevada, 9 in Oregon, 6 in Idaho, and 1 in Washington. Pfizer's announcement Monday that its experimental COVID-19 vaccine appears to be working prompted this message from Governor Gavin Newsom to all Californians.
I can't impress upon you more what a mistake it would be to read these headlines and then walk away from all the extraordinary progress you and others have made to keep yourself and your loved ones safe.
California's test positivity rate is now at 3.7%, up from 2.5% in mid-October. Newsom says because of the increase, he anticipates more counties will be placed in the purple tier this week. Under that tier, many non-essential indoor business operations would be closed. California's elected officials are cheering President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the presidential race and what it will mean for the Golden State. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
Governor Gavin Newsom has worked amicably with President Donald Trump on emergencies like the pandemic and wildfires. But he says a new White House will mean smoother sailing for California's priorities.
It goes from headwinds to tailwinds. That's pretty obvious.
Over the past 4 years, California's attorney general has filed more than 100 lawsuits against the Trump administration. So Newsom's looking forward to having political allies in the White House. On policy, he says the Biden-Harris agenda lines up well with California's.
Health and education, issues related to the environment, environmental stewardship, and low-carbon green growth broadly, those are California. That's a California agenda.
Newsom now has the opportunity to appoint a successor to Kamala Harris's Senate seat, but says it's still too early to provide a timeline for naming his pick. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
Shereen Awad, KVCR News.